Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 through 10, and Psalm 126. The Reverend Dr. Paul Philp is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Reading from the prophet Isaiah, the 11th chapter. There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his root shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, Spirit of counsel and might, Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And his delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide disputes by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his waist, and faithfulness the belt of his loins. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat. The calf, the lion, and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the cobra, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse, who shall stand as a signal for the peoples, of him shall the nations inquire, and his resting place shall be glorious. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
It doesn't look like that day today, does it? The things at the end of our text, those are not the things that our eyes see and our ears hear happening all around us. The evidence isn't there. There are not any wolves lying down with lambs together, or at least I didn't see any on my commute in, and I doubt that you did either. Cows and bears just don't go around grazing with one another. Bears tend to enjoy beef. And if there were a child, a small child, playing near a cobra's hole or an adder's den, their parents would be arrested and incarcerated for child endangerment. And there's plenty of destruction abounding all around us. Pick up the newspaper, turn the dial on your radio to your favorite news station, or tune into whatever television news you happen to watch, and that destruction and that degradation is all around us. You will see no lambs and wolves lying together there either. Sadly, we find the same even in our own midst. The church is not exempt from these things that are happening in the world around us. They are happening not only in the world around us, but to us. We are attacked. And even worse than that, we don't exactly always treat each other all that well in our own context ourselves. In fact, if we look at the history of the church down through the ages, we'll find that the church is just as adept at attacking itself and one another within it as the world around it, a reflection of the world in which it exists. Vile and destructive attacks. Attacks the stench of which is no better than that rose from Sodom and Gomorrah. Sinful filth everywhere. And that's not just the broader world. That's us, collectively in the church. And then if we look just a little bit deeper at our own selves and our own lives, we find out that it's not just the us that we're a part of, but it is each one of us as individuals. We too are attacked by the world around us, but the sinful effects of the world also afflict us in many and in various ways. We are not exempt from challenges and difficulties in our lives. Our families rage against one another from time to time, some more than others. The vileness of our sin permeates our daily activities, and there's nowhere to escape its degradation. Never mind the sin of our own doing, the transgressions that we add to the list of filth in the world around us. Now, quite clearly, from the perspective of the world's sin and our sin, it's not that day. At least, it surely doesn't look much like that day at all. But it is that day. It is that day. Isaiah told us that that day would come, and so it has. And that's why we find ourselves here as Advent Christians. That stump of the shoot of Jesse has given forth its growth. Its roots have borne fruit. And on that one, that shoot from the stump of Jesse, has the Spirit of the Lord rested and given him counsel and might and wisdom and understanding, that he might not judge by what he sees and by what he hears, but in his righteousness. And so, rather than judge the filth of the sin in the world around us and our individual sins and condemn us to the wrath that we deserve, that branch from the stump of Jesse returned to those roots of the wood of the cross, where he suffered and died in our place, where the judgment that was ours based on what God seen and heard was poured out on him, where he was the one cut off and cast and burned in the fire instead of us, that we, according to his righteousness, might be forgiven of all of our sins, that day of our text might dawn upon us, that we might have life, that we might one day lie down with wolf and lamb together and graze together with cow and bear, and that our children might play over the den of the adder. You see, things are now different. No, if you drive down the road, you won't see those things happening. But if we look with our forgiven and restored eyes in Christ, we see forward to the same thing that Isaiah saw, that Isaiah prophesied would come, visible first to us in our faith. We gathered together, sinners who once attacked one another, now living in the forgiveness that Christ has poured out on us. The lion of the tribe of Judah, having laid down his life for his lambs. The world appears different because it is different. Oh, it's still very much filled with sin. That final day hasn't fully come yet. Everything that was true at the beginning of this sermon is still true, and yet things are different. Redemption has come. The effects of the world, they can't destroy us and take away what Christ has won for us. That not yet is already ours. And so as Advent Christians, We rejoice. We rejoice in the tension of that already and that not yet. We look back and celebrate the one who has come to save us, that branch of Jesse's stump. And we eagerly anticipate as we look forward with joy and pray with full fervor, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Rejoice. A branch has come forth from Jesse's stump. He has come forth for you. Just as new life arose from the stump, so also has new life arisen within you through the forgiveness of your sins. Already, eternity is yours. The not yet on the day of the Lord in our text is no less true for you now than it will be when that day fully arrives in glory. It's yours. Your sins are forgiven. Life and restoration has come to you. In faith, if we look carefully through the lens of Christ, it does look like that day, for it is that day, even today. To God be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Matt and Dee Dee Wasman, who serve the Lord in South Korea. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.